Welcome to episode 47 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of.
So last episode, which for us was 3 weeks ago, for you,
well, I was gonna
a
get,
day.
Actually, before we even get into this, this is going to be... What's the word I'm looking for?
So normally we watch it. Typically speaking, we watch a season or a category or whatever you want to call it within a week, and then we do a review. This time we took a couple breaks. We took an extra 2 weeks after watching it.
Yeah, so this is not as fresh in our heads.
It's not quite as fresh, but I mean, we did just see it.
Right.
It's not, super far away.
So I also wanted to mention that I'm working on a project that I'm not going to get into right now, but it required me going back and listening to some of our older podcasts. And I was looking up 801 TTS Airbats and stuff like that, because I was looking for it. Remember in the episode we were discussing the title name, and we couldn't find them, because they weren't in the show, and it took a ridiculous amount of time to find things. It's even harder to find now the names of the individual episodes. So I ended up perusing a lot of websites looking for these episode names, and I got a few reviews.
Oh, right.
I got a few reviews that I looked up, and I didn't find anybody going off the rails on that one as much as we did. People seemed to like that one.
Yeah,
so I was really surprised.
801?
801 TV.
They seemed to like 801.
Yeah.
Weirdos.
It's like, so I was just thinking about it. I was like, is our perspective skewed a little bit?
Maybe, here? But you know, it's our perspective. You know what I mean?
I know, because, I mean, some of the...
Maybe look through for Koikaze, see if people like that. If people like Koikaze and we're the fringe of people on the fringe of watchers that don't like it, f*** everyone else.
Well, actually, I did see one review for Koikaze. I remember specifically it was on the wiki that there was a reviewer at the bottom that discussed pretty much what we discussed as it was a well written for what it was.
Ugh.
You know what I mean? If it was to happen, this is how it would play out, kind of thing. That's what I got from that one. There was also, I was also listening back when 801 TTS Airbats, it was like our second, and it's terrible.
We barely knew what we were doing. I mean, we barely know what we're doing now, but we know a bit more.
This sounds like a podcast now, though.
Yeah, well, I think it does,
Because going back and listening to the second episode, there's a lot of stuttering and stammering, and it sounds bad. That's why I can't get our podcast on iTunes right now, because it sounds so bad. So we're going to have to, just get a fan base until they say, we got to put them on there. So, all
right.
But so,
here's what it is.
That's, we'll get it on there eventually. By the time iTunes or anybody hears this, it'll be like 10 years from now, so it doesn't really matter.
That's true.
But I was listening to it and listening to our rules for the podcast. We do not follow those rules.
We follow all our rules.
We broke all our rules.
We follow all our rules because the rules change.
More
like guidelines.
When we started this podcast, we said that, if we're only going to watch like 4 episodes of anime, and if it sucks, we're not going to do it anymore.
That's not the case.
Nope.
For the most part, we watch everything.
Yeah,
there's only been one or two where we stopped short.
No, I think it was just Hidden Ninja Hattori.
Okay. Yeah.
Everything else, it was season-based, so if it was terrible and had more seasons, we didn't go on. But if we liked it, we did go on.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to bring that up, these two things, because it's like, every once in a while, I'll go back and when I have to re-edit these things, or when I'm doing something else with the podcast and stuff, I'll go back and listen to the old episodes, and then I realize things that we said, and then I gotta come back on an episode and just go back and address certain things.
That'll never stop.
So, anyway,
we're doing Orange, by the way.
Yeah, there we go.
That's what we rolled for O last week.
Yes.
Orange is a slice of life romance manga.
Before we go, we rolled for Orange 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I said that.
No, you said
that. Well, I said that earlier. It's a slice of life romance manga, written and illustrated by Ichigo Takano, serialized in 2012, blah, 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 5 volumes, as of May 2016. I'm getting to the anime. 2016 was the anime.
Okay.
There's also a theatrical film that came out in 2016, but I didn't even look for it, so.
Neither did I. Yeah. So, before we get into the premise and stuff, there is one thing I would like to discuss beforehand. This anime made me realize something that surprised me.
Yeah.
I like slice of life anime.
They're not bad. It's weird. That's why I watched this before.
Yeah.
Because it's a slow pace setting, but I don't have to be super in tune to it to enjoy it.
Yeah, no, I found that with a slice of life anime, the writers really have to write a good anime in order for it to be successful.
They have to be on point.
So they can't fall back on tropes like giant robots or fighting or stuff like that. So a lot of them tend to be better than a normal anime.
Yeah, or even more popular ones.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like...
just well thought out.
So
for the most part.
It surprised me, because going into this, I thought the slice of life ones were going to be the worst
boring
ones.
And, yeah.
And I'm finding that I really don't like the Divergence Eve and the Fantastic Children.
The big flashy ones.
Yeah, it's the stupid ones that tell grand epic stories.
But terribly.
Terribly, yes, exactly. So, yeah, that's what I realized. Like, because I did like this one, although it gets minus points for time travel, but...
sort of. It's a weird time travel.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's more of a... I forget what it's called. There's a term for this. But it's... the time travel is literally the catalyst for the entire show, and it almost never... barely ever comes up. It happened once.
Right.
And then they're just explaining what happened that one time throughout the show.
True. But I still don't like the time travel
aspect. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's fair.
Anyway, premise.
A little girl, or not a little girl, a teenager wakes up, female, and is on her way to school. She woke up late for the first time ever, and there's a letter for her. And she's running out the door to get to school. She doesn't read the letter until a little later. But pretty much her and her group of friends meet a kid that transfers to their class that day. And, it's a weird premise. So, the letter she got was sent from her future self, 10 years in the future,
yes.
She's probably in her mid to late 20s, maybe even early 30s.
When she wrote the letter.
She's
16 in present time.
And you find out, it's a very big letter of like 5 pages or something like that.
That's long, super long, yeah.
You find out later on in the show that the whole point of writing the letter is to keep her from having regrets. But the biggest regret she has is that the friend that they meet that day that transferred to their class eventually commits suicide.
Right.
So the whole point of this is trying to get her to steer their friendship, and even because it's her love interest, the guy, steer their relationship to him not being happier and not wanting and wanting to trust his friends more and be open about his feelings and all that crap so that he doesn't commit suicide.
Right.
In the beginning, it's not that clear as to what's happening.
No.
In the beginning, it's like, hey, you should really go pitch for this baseball team or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And you should not ask the new kid to come with you today.
They screwed that one up because that's...
They read it late and they read their letters late.
Right. And they didn't follow it to the core.
They didn't follow it to the T, the people that did read it. And they didn't realize how important it was yet because this was the first thing.
Me off once they found out it was true.
Yes, so like after an episode or so, they know for a fact that these letters are from the future, yeah. Because what says happens,
and then they still don't follow it. It's like, what the frick are you doing?
And like, there's multiple times which is upsetting to me, where why didn't they read ahead and just read the whole fucking thing?
Yeah,
like 3 times over. Why are you reading it day by day, page by paragraph by paragraph, page by page? That's so weird.
From what I got out of it, the main girl was the one that was reading page by page. Everyone else had already read it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Except for that first day.
Yeah, except for the first day. Because everyone's on their way to school. They were like, oh, what a letter.
And it's just not her that wrote a letter. There's a group of 4 or 5 friends that wrote their...
They all wrote letters back
and
themselves.
So they somehow got to the Bermuda Triangle to put these letters somewhere in the Bermuda Triangle.
Because there's like some sort of black hole or something.
So that's one thing. Okay.
It's a bit convoluted.
Okay, Bermuda Triangle and stuff like that. And I think they do explain it in the...
They sort of do that there's weird stuff that happens in this one area, so if there's time travel, it happens there.
Well, even they explain away, like, the part that I'm going to get into. I don't remember what their excuse was, but even so. So they put the letters through the Bermuda Triangle. What, they just come out on the other side of the Bermuda Triangle?
Apparently not.
They somehow got from, put it back in the past, got it from the middle of the Bermuda Triangle to Japan.
So they didn't show you in the anime, but they had space-time GPSs that they put in the letters.
Oh, is that what it was?
I stole that from Avengers Endgame.
Okay, I gotcha. I gotcha, so the time travel aspect of this pisses me off.
It's really just a gotcha. All right, it's a stupid thing. Don't question it. This is what started the show.
Here's our Deus Ex Machina.
Yeah,
there's some other future things that bother me, like the girl who main girl marries one of the guys in the future.
Yeah, because her love interest died off.
Yeah, he's a really good guy. Highness.
He's a great guy.
And he gets screwed over.
Every time he gets screwed over.
Uh-huh. And I felt so bad for him throughout this
entire... He's tall, he's got orange hair, and he's in love with the main character, the female. And it's the female's in love with the guy that kills himself. So the whole show is him being a fucking heart of gold kind of guy, putting his feelings on the sidelines so that they can be together.
Yes, so that this guy doesn't commit suicide and pretty much give him his happy ending.
And so, woman he's in love with, the, you know, the teenager, the girl, so she can be happy. He's more worried about her happiness and his happiness and him living than his own
yeah,
happiness.
Yeah, really.
That's some self-sacrifice there, especially for a teenager.
Yeah.
Not for a well-thought-out someone in the 30s, and, you know, let's live life.
I mean, they all kind of have this future thing, but he's the one that really stood out in this in this show. So, yeah, I mean, it's a slice of life anime. And
you go day by day, thing by little thing. They read the note. They know what to do, what not to do. They up most of them because they're jackasses that can't read. And
so I guess my question to you is, do you like this one?
It was good. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. I didn't finish it when I watched it the first time. I can't remember why. Because it progressively got better towards the end.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't finish it.
So I don't know what to do with this one, honestly. Because there's some aspects I really hate about it.
Yeah.
But there's some of it really hit me on a personal level from my own personal experiences. So I kind of got where they were coming from with wanting to save somebody and not being able to, and then and all that, and dealing with the suicidal person and everything. So I got a lot of that from this, and so it touched me on that level. But then some of it was just so out there and so ridiculous. It's like you can't really go back in time and save somebody, you know what I mean? So it kind of, I really don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah.
And I've been sitting on it for 3 weeks, and I still don't know how I feel about it. So
it's enjoyable, and I do think everyone should watch it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm not saying you shouldn't watch it, because it's got a decent message in it.
Yeah, it's got a pretty good message. It's fairly wholesome.
Right, so it's just my personal feelings towards it. And, you know, I've said it many, many times in this show. You lose points for time travel.
Or giant robots.
Or giant robots, or giant monsters. Regardless. So, I don't know what else to say, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, we could go episode by episode, nitpick here and there, but two things with that. One, unless it's a super short series like we mentioned before, I don't really want to do that.
Right.
And two, we watched 3 weeks ago. I don't remember specifically what happened in every episode, so we can't do that.
There's also a few twists in this.
Yeah, there are a few twists.
I don't really want to spoil.
Yes, yes.
So
it's definitely, like, so far what we've said everything, I don't think we spoiled much. You find out, within the first episode, you pretty much find out all this stuff.
Yeah, so I don't really want to give much away, because I suggest people go watch this one, because it is good. You just
you're going to enjoy it.
You just got to turn your brain off.
You got to turn your brain off for realistic part.
Right.
A little bit. But once you turn that off, then you're fine. It's something you can do something while you're watching this. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
although, the one thing I will say is that not very anime do this right, and they did this right. If there's Japanese written, like, if they look at the chalkboard and there's Japanese written out, they write it in English.
Oh yeah, they translate. It's a perfect translation.
So that's, I love that, because there's so many animes where they'll have, like, 10 seconds on their cell phone looking at a text.
And you don't know what
it's
saying.
But then they don't translate that text at all.
Right.
Well, what the f***? I need to read that. That's part of the goddamn show. They do that really well in this. If they look at the note, it's all written out so you can read it. Yeah. You might have to pause the show.
I also...
Sometimes it's paragraphs.
I noticed that happens a lot in these slice of life animes. The really good ones, their translations in them are really, really good.
Yes. Yeah. So that was really nice to have. That gets a little bit of a bonus for me, because so many other animes don't do that.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I might not personally know where I stand on it, but objectively, this is a good one.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty good. A little too heart-gushy for me at times.
Yeah, it gets a little over much... But the twists are a little heart-wrenching, too.
It gets a little dark here and there.
So you kind of need the gushy parts to balance
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah, I guess you do.
So.
Right. All right, yeah, so out of 10, I'm going to give it a solid 7.
That's where I was leaning, 7.
Yeah, there we go. Look at that. Solid 7. It's worth a watch. There's really nothing too bad to say about it, unless you want to get into the time travel crap.
Yeah, I mean, some of the characters are pointless, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's not perfect.
No, not by any means.
But it's a solid watch.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
Ready to spin the wheel for category P?
Let's spin the wheel.
You ready?
No.
No?
No, because P is terrible.
Yeah, there's a lot going on with P.
Okay.
Oh, Princess Nine. I don't know what the fuck that is.
No,
we've been doing
not.
It lately, just clicking on it, so I'm going to Princess Nine.
Let's see what Princess Nine
it was
is.
So close to Sean's pick. I'm really upset about that.
Oh, God. 26 episodes.
Drama, romance, sports. Plot summary. Keiko Himuro, chairman of the Kisuragi School, puts together an all-girl baseball team led by Ryo, daughter of a legendary pitcher, in hopes of proving that girls can compete just as well as boys. Their goal, Hoshin, I'm probably mispronouncing all those Japanese names, by the way, stadium where only the best teams get the opportunity to play.
Oh, yay! Get a baseball anime!
And a gender-specific one of that.
So, at least it's going to be all girls, so.
Breaking down the social.
So before we end, I just want to point out, next week, there isn't going to be a wheel.
Oh, okay.
Because it's Q. We're going to be doing Queen's Blade.
Oh, is that the only one there?
Yeah, it's the only one there.
Was that the one with all the nudity? Oh my god! So we'll have to remember that in the podcast next time. Yeah. That's funny.
Yep. Season 2 of Queen's Blade is going to be coming not next week, but the week after. So,
all right.
I just wanted to warn you people ahead of time.
All right. Thank you for warning me.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, guys. Get you next time.
See yas. Hello, TJ here from Anime and Nuss. I just want to let you guys, girls, peoples know that we have a Twitter account now. It is at Anime and Nuss on Twitter. I'll be posting episode updates on there every time I release a new one from now on. So, if you're interested in that, follow us on Twitter. Or, you know, I don't know how often I'll be posting on there. I'm not really a social media kind of guy. But I'll try to look into it from time to time and answer questions there. But if you really have any questions or any concerns or just notes or anything you want to let us know at all, we now have an email address for the website. It is animeandus podcast@gmail.com. animeandus podcast@gmail.com. That's the word and, A-N-D, not the end symbol. So I just want to let you people know that's where we stand. You now have ways to get in to contact us if you want. And that's about it. Talk to you later. Bye.